With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
I just discovered this. Louie actually discovered the crime. There was a serious crime committed in the 345 Hudson Broadcast Center.
Yeah. Well, most notably centered in your office.
Yeah. In my office.
Yeah.
While I was gone. See, I'm trustworthy. I don't have anything in there. I don't have all the records of the employees and all that.
Right.
Like I used to
Where
have.
Where do you keep those?
No, I don't have
in
that.
In my basement.
That's Ryan. He's got
Tony Orlando shoes in there.
No, but I have a little collection that Louis started for me.
Right.
Of bobblehead dolls.
Oh, no. Yes. No, don't worry. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is still there.
I got RB.
Yes.
Don't worry about her. I got that for my birthday.
Yeah.
But somebody came in and lifted the Noah Syndergaard Thor bobblehead.
That's really evil.
That's the one with the cape on. It's just cool because I like it. I mean, I'm not a...
How
like
do
I
people
said,
just help themselves?
I don't
to
know.
Somebody?
What yeah. kind of a jerk...
Well,
would come into my office and do that. We don't have video in that part.
No.
We don't.
Are we sure about
and
that?
And I trust. I don't lock. I close my door.
We don't even have any that would show the entrance to your office?
I don't think so.
I think we need to get a private eye.
Somebody stole my Noah Syndergaard Thor bobblehead.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. If we see someone walk in and then they like stuffed it in their pants and walk out, we'll see
I think
it.
You'd notice that.
Is that a Thor in your pants?
Exactly.
Tomorrow on the show, one of the nicest, kindest people that I've ever met in my entire life in the celebrity division, Sheryl Crow will be here.
She's wonderful. Ooh. She is fun.
You ever met her, Sue?
No, I never met her.
She is so great.
Yes.
And the thing about her, too, and I thought about how to say this because I don't mean it in a bad way.
Then be careful.
Well... When remember the first time she came to the station?
At Z100. I met her there.
I met her at Z100 too, I think.
But yeah. Yes, you did.
When she first came to PLJ.
Okay, yes.
She had just gotten up. I think she was sleeping in the truck outside or something. And she came in. And then she says, and she did a break with us, and then she went to the bathroom and cleaned up a little bit and cooked to make up. It was like two different people.
Right.
I've never seen such a gap between the way that she looked, you know, when she woke up.
I'm going to get out of bed tomorrow morning and come in.
Yeah, we're going to come in.
You won't even know who I am.
Just wait till Halloween.
I don't want to give you a heart attack. Are you kidding?
But I'm just saying, she is absolutely so nice and so
she
beautiful.
Is.
And she's got a new... She moved to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And she's raising a child on her own there. I think she's raising a kid on her own.
Mm-hmm.
Unless she's got somebody new in her life. Anyway, Sheryl Crow tomorrow morning right here on the Big Show. While we were gone on vacation, I missed all the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Yeah, that whole deal there. I guess it turned out to be that Popeye's came up with this new chicken sandwich.
Right.
Going after Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Right.
And the Chick-fil-A people were upset about it because it was one of those underground things.
Right.
Everybody was talking about how good these Popeye's chicken sandwiches were.
I've got to say, there's pretty much no chicken like Popeye's chicken. It's the best.
Yeah, really? I've never had Popeye's
chicken. Oh, my God. What?
I've never had it.
I like the spicy. That's why it's...
We used to have a place right near where we worked down Midtown there. Right around the corner from PLJ, and once a week we'd slip over there after the show in the morning.
Yeah.
Have lunch.
Yeah.
But anyway, Popeye screwed up and ran out.
Mm. That happens.
So one location did.
No. They're out completely.
Well, but the one where the guy with a gun came in. And
it was like two women, two men, and a baby, and they pulled up to the drive-thru, and they asked for some chicken sandwiches, and they said, I'm sorry, we don't have any. The guy... pulls out a gun, tries to get through the front door. They manage to lock the door.
Oh, my gosh.
All over chicken sandwiches.
In search of the Popeye chicken sandwich. Well, there's another guy, too. He's suing him.
What?
Because he, for pain and all that.
Suffering. And
suffering. Because he drove around all over town, whatever town he lives in, looking for the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Did he sue, Apple when the iPhone runs out and they can't get the new iPhone? You can't sue everybody that runs out.
Yeah, but this is a chicken sandwich.
Right.
Well, he says he's suing him for all the gas and the wear and tear on his car because he drove all over town. Said he went to 22 different Popeye chickens.
What town does he live in that has 22 Popeye? He should have called him.
I don't know, but he didn't think about that.
That's right.
He didn't think about that.
Yeah, well, that's his problem.
So when are they supposed to have more chicken sandwiches?
I don't know, Scott. Why, are you looking for some?
You don't know?
I don't know. I'm sure that they already have them now.
I was kind of shocked when you said you didn't know that.
No, I mean.
I understand. I'm not
Let me get on the phone with headquarters at Popeye's.
Now, do we have any running total on how much free advertising Popeye's chicken
just
is getting?
Well, I mean, they obviously have created something that's pretty good that people like.
Maybe
well,
we should do a taste test.
Their
well,
stuff
we don't have anything to taste.
I know.
You
maybe
don't know.
That's a bummer.
How are you going to say? I like your ideas, though.
Yeah.
Keep them coming.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Got the latest report from Popeye's Chicken, when they'll have those sandwiches back in. Their target date is a little, like,
wishy-washy.
It's in the cone?
Yeah,
it's
right,
the
exactly.
The cone of confusion. Yeah. And they say mid-September is their target date.
Wow.
They say that people have been working 60-hour weeks, both corporately and in the stores, to keep up with the demand. In the coming months, they say, the chain plans to recruit new chicken suppliers to secure greater quantities of the particular cut of breast they use. They said if you really want to keep abreast of it, you have to download their app, and they will notify you immediately when they have an arrival date.
That's great.
So since I've never tried Popeye's, should I just wait until they have the sandwich?
I don't know. Maybe you should warm up to it. Do you like spicy food?
I do like spicy food.
Their spicy fried chicken is to die
for. It is spicy.
I love it.
They have it so it's not so spicy.
Yeah, nobody in my family likes that but me because it's too spicy for
them.
And they all love the other regular.
All right,
you know,
well, I like spice. So.
In the words of Ernie Anastas, keep plucking that chicken.
Thank you.
Is that what he said?
That's exactly what he said.
The latest in that dive boat out in California is the death toll is up to 25, but they think it's going to be, there's a total of 34.
Right, 9 more missing right
people
now.
On the boat.
Yeah.
And all the crew got out because they were up on top.
Yeah.
And these people were down below the deck asleep. It's a big boat, obviously.
Yes.
And it was Labor Day dive party.
Scuba diving trip, yes.
Yeah. And there were three people. They had a party for three people who were celebrating birthdays. And I think it cost.
And they had one very narrow staircase. You've been on boats. You know how the staircases are really narrow. For 25 people below deck, you
but
can imagine.
But there was no way to get out
bunks, too.
From down there.
There was no way to get out from down there because the boat flipped over. But even then, when the boat first caught fire, it was jammed, that staircase. So that was also part of the problem.
Horrible.
The crew got off. Mm-hmm. The crew got out of there. One of the guys said we tried to get back on the boat, and they said the flames were so hot.
Yeah.
There was another a freak situation over in Spain. I don't know if you heard about this or not. There's a beautiful young singer. Her name is Joanna Saiz.
Yeah.
S-A-I-N-Z.
You said that really well.
Joanna Saiz.
Yeah.
30 years old. She has a group called Super Hollywood Orchestra, and they were playing at a small town in Las Berlanas.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably more familiar with that than I am. And because I guess it was a big, some sort of holiday show, they had fireworks on stage.
Oh, boy.
And there's these some kind of sparklers that they use. I guess they're kind of like sparklers on steroids.
Yeah, right. You know, okay. You've been to shows where they do pyrotechnics on the stage. Well, they said she'd been doing this same show for 5 years.
But one of these sparklers had too much metal on it, and a shrapnel, a shard from the sprinkler, from the
sparkler
went into her stomach. It flew into her stomach, and she died right there on stage.
Oh my gosh. They rushed up and they tried to work on her, but it was to no avail.
They had 1,000 people there. Mm-hmm. And they had to move the show to Town Square because it's so popular. Mm-hmm. And she actually died right there on stage.
They say that the manufacturer may have accidentally filled one of the sparkle things with the wrong material. And that's what caused it to explode.
It was like shrapnel.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because it had a metal casing around it, and that exploded.
No, you know there's going to be some sort of lawsuit in that situation.
Yeah.
30 years old, too. They said she's very popular in Spain.
Yeah.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.